Just a short distance from the Pacific Ocean, the future of global shipping is little more than a hole in the ground here. But what a hole it is! At 1,600 meters long and more than 30 meters deep, the excavation should double the amount of goods that can pass through the Panama Canal each year. It is scheduled for completion in 2014 and is the first expansion of the century-old shortcut between the Atlantic and Pacific. The canal operates at or near its capacity of about 35 ships a day. During much of the year, dozens of ships are moored off each coast, waiting a day or longer to enter the canal. The new third set of locks will help eliminate some of those backlogs by adding perhaps 15 passages to the daily total. But more importantly, the new locks will be able to handle larger ships, 25% longer, 50% wider, and with a deeper draft as well, able to carry 2 or 3 times the cargo. The $5 billion expansion is to be repaid through tolls that currently reach several $100,000 for large ships. The water used by the canal would not seem to be much of an issue in rain-soaked Panama, but Gatun Lake serves as a drinking water supply as well. Water quality and water level have to be monitored, so there is enough stored for use by the canal during the 4-month dry season. If the level is too low, the amount of water for each passage must be reduced, which means the deepest draft ships cannot use the canal unless they unload some cargo. No one can predict the full impact of the expansion, but for starters, it should mean faster and cheaper shipping of some goods between the United States and Asia.